Job, chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite responded, "How long will you say such things? How long will the words of your mouth be like a blustery wind? Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? When your children sinned against him, he handed them over to the consequences of their rebellion. But if you will eagerly seek God and plead for compassion from the Almighty, if you are pure and upright, then even now he will rouse himself on your behalf, and he will restore your rightful dwelling place. Then, though your beginnings were small, your final days will be very great. Yes, ask the previous generations and consider the discoveries of their fathers, because we were born only yesterday and know nothing. Our days on earth are nothing but a shadow. Aren't our ancestors the ones who should teach you and inform you, the ones who brought forth words from their hearts? Does papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Do reeds thrive where there is no water? While they are still growing and uncut, they can wither faster than any other plant. This is the way it will be for all those who forget God. The hope of the godless man perishes. His source of confidence is fragile. He trusts in something as fragile as a spider's web. He leans on his web, but it does not support him. He grasps it, but it does not hold him up. He is a thriving plant flourishing in the sunshine, spreading its shoots over the garden. It wraps its roots around a heap of rocks. It finds a home among the stones. But if it is uprooted from its place, that place disowns it, saying, 'I have never seen you.' Yes, the only good thing that comes from this situation is that from the dust another plant sprouts. Certainly God does not reject a blameless man or strengthen the hand of evildoers. He will again fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with a joyful shout. Your enemies will be clothed with shame, and the tents of the wicked will be no more." Chapter 9. Then Job responded, "Of course I know that this is true, but how can a man be justified before God? If someone wants to argue with God, he could not refute one charge out of 1,000. God has a wise heart and great power, so who can resist God and come out of it unharmed? God removes mountains from their position, and they don't even realize it. He overturns mountains in his anger. He shakes the earth off its foundation. He causes its pillars to quake. He speaks to the sun, and it does not rise, and he seals up the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens. He treads on the crests of the sea. He made the Bear, Orion, the Pleiades, and the constellations in the southern sky. He does great things that are beyond investigation. He does miracles that are too many to be counted. Though he passes by me, I do not see him. He moves past me, but I do not detect him. If he snatches something away, who can make him bring it back? Who can say to him, 'What are you doing?' God does not hold back his anger. Even Rahab's helpers bow down beneath him. How much less, then, will I be able to answer him? I want to match words with him, but even if I am in the right, I cannot answer him. I can only plead to my judge for grace. If I called and he responded to me, I do not believe that he would listen to my voice. With a violent storm, he would crush me, and he would inflict many wounds on me for no reason. He would not allow me to catch my breath. Instead, he would fill me with bitter experiences. If it is a question of strength, he definitely is the strong one. If it is a question of jurisdiction, who can summon him? Even if I am righteous, my mouth would still condemn me. If I am blameless, it would pronounce me crooked. Although I am blameless, I cannot evaluate myself. I reject my own life. Here is why I say it makes no difference. Blameless or wicked, he brings them all to the same end. If a whip suddenly kills people, He makes fun of the despair of the innocent. When a land is handed over to a wicked man, God blinds the eyes of its judges. If he is not the one, then who does it?
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.